News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Parents are being urged to hire bouncy castles only from companies that are insured and safety certified ahead of this upcoming Holy Communion season. And Glenn Tector, who is the owner of Sonics Entertainment and is the PRO for the Irish Inflatable Hirers Federation, joins us. Glenn, this is going to sort of strike the fear of God into parents. I'm sure they think all bouncy castles out there are insured and safety certified, but you're saying no.
Good morning, Ciarán. Good morning, Shane. This isn't putting the fear of God into anyone. Bouncy castles are very, very safe and they're brilliant. And they're a great activity for kids, especially with the confirmation coming up.
I've had them many times in my own garden.
They are brilliant. I love them. And I think this is what we should be doing in Ireland. More of this play, more of this leisure. What we are highlighting, and we're trying to make the public aware of this, there's a new law coming in place in the next few weeks. It's the Planning and Development Act. Underneath one of the subsections is the Funfair Act. Underneath that is inflatables. And it's very, very clear. Every inflatable in Ireland that is hired out to the public, that even if it's a private hire, must have a safety cert. That is now law, and it is a criminal activity if we don't do it.
Okay, and are you saying that there are many out there who don't have them currently?
Yes, we know that there's an awful lot of operators out there who don't have castles tested to EN14960.
Okay.
So that is a European standard that all castles that are hired or used must have this. It's a European standard.
So they're not too steep, they're not too slippy, their seams are strong, so they don't deflate. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Like, bouncy castles are proven to be very, very safe. And
okay.
You just have to figure out.
So tell me what parents need to do, because they're saying to themselves, oh, at the end of May, I'm going to have little Johnny and Mary's communion party in the garden. I think I'll get a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
What do they need to ask for?
So what do they need to ask for? The IIHF was set up to bring everybody together. And one of our things is we use two standards called RPII and PIPA. Those are our two testing standards. And we know that every member of the IIHF has their castles tested to this standard.
Okay.
We send it to the insurance company and the insurance company goes, wow, you have everything in order. This is absolutely brilliant. We're going to give you insurance.
Okay.
So the IIHF has all its members listed who have sent in all their certs and who are insured. There is other people who are not members of the IIHF who do have their castles tested because they may be up in the north or they may be in different areas or they don't want to be part of the group and they just want, or they're on small scale. So we're just highlighting this.
All right.
New law is coming into place.
No problem. So Glenn, what we're saying to parents is look for a safety cert and make sure that the person you're hiring off is insured. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yeah, that is it.
Perfect. Look, thank you for highlighting it with us. I know loads of parents will be really interested in that,
yeah,
particularly over the next month or two. And that is Glenn Tector there, owner of Sonics Entertainment and PRO for the Irish Inflatable Hirers Federation.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.